In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Most loving and affectionate Father, grant that we may truly see reality around us as your great gift, and we will comport ourselves in such a way that we will be worthy of eternal life. We ask this through Christ, our beloved Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We are now in the beautiful season of fall, when all the colors begin to change. Actually, what we're seeing are the true colors of the trees just being brought out in the forefront so we can see them. And did you know that, you know, all of the water, the rain and things that happen in fall allow the roots of the trees to grow even more so during wintertime when everything seems dead and dry and barren? Well, we have to understand that in many ways, this is how God seems to work in our souls. Sometimes we just feel barren, we feel empty. There is nothing around us that gives us consolation. And we have to understand that oftentimes God will work secretly in the soul. Those who constantly seek some sort of a physical or an emotional gratification in faith are literally looking for something that isn't what God wants to give us. Most certainly he does give us emotional responses. Sometimes he causes these little miracles inside of us so we feel his grace and we feel his love sometime. But one of the things we have to understand is that we really don't feel God's presence. According to St. Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross, they refer to God as la grande nada, the great no thing. And this means that God is not a created reality. You and I, being creatures, we feel things because all of our senses are pathways to the properties of the soul so that we can understand our surroundings, we can communicate with each other, we can literally have an awareness of our surroundings through the various senses. Whereas God, not being a thing, because he is not the uncreated God, uncreated love, uncreated person, he therefore is not felt when he comes within us. And so therefore, in order to help us feel something, he has to create this feeling. So each time we feel something in the presence of God, we are not feeling God. We are feeling the effects of his grace, his created reality. So when he decides to come to us and give himself completely, in other words, he wants to give us himself rather than his gifts, what he does is he comes quietly into the soul, and therefore we enter into a period of time where we feel absolutely nothing. Now, oftentimes people mistake this for being abandoned by God, or God is not with me, or what did I do wrong, many people say. And in reality, there is no wrong being done. God is simply giving you himself. Now, our job is to determine whether we are searching for the gift or the giver. For what we feel, when we feel emotion and we feel fervor, those are gifts of God. But the greatest of all the gifts is God himself. And so therefore, when we enter into any kind of prayer or any kind of state in our life where we do not feel God's presence, we must take consolation in the fact that God is truly present within us. You know, there's this little thing about the footprints in the sand and the person complaining, where were you when I needed you the most? And they said, there were only one set of footprints. And our Lord responds by saying, those were my footprints, and there were only one pair because I was carrying you. In a sense, that's very true. In the spiritual life, we have to look and see with the eyes of faith, not with the eyes of the world. Because if we begin to see things through the eyes of the world, we will always see them somewhat askewed. Because believe me, my dear brothers and sisters, the world does not have the answer to anything, especially with regard to faith, hope, and charity. It will give us every time, it will give us the wrong answer. It will always try to move us into the tactile, into the senses. It will always try to have us yearning and searching for that which feels good, or that we can get more for ourselves. And in reality, Christ comes and he gives us something that the world can't. He gives us himself. He gives us the answer to every question that we might have. He gives us the strength and the ability to see reality through the eyes of faith. And there is where we get everything that we need to live truly Christian lives. So instead of living for the emotions, living for the pleasures, which is what the world will teach us that we have to do, if you have fun, if you're enjoying it, that's all important. The eyes of faith and the teachings of Christ show us that feelings are secondary. They always are. I mean, let's face it, people who are in love who get married, they argue or they fight. Do you think they feel in love? No. Does it mean they stop loving? Of course not. They still love each other. And many of them will say, of course we love each other. You see, love doesn't need the feelings. Oh, when two people first meet and they fall in love, of course, their emotions and their feelings are batting around all over the place. But at a certain point, those begin to calm down. And then the couple will live lives of true faith, of true love. Not depending upon the emotional high to keep them going, but rather they move into the grace of that sacrament, the sacrament of matrimony, that union that finds love to be purely and perfectly an act of the will. Almost certainly all throughout life, the emotions enter in. Sometimes they're good ones, sometimes they're bad ones. But the emotions will rise and fall. They will move like the wind blows the grass in a field. But the will remains firm. The will remains constant. And that is exactly the way we must see life. We must see what God has given us. We must look deep into reality around us. We must look and take our ideas and our concepts of our very life of faith from the world that surrounds us. Realizing that even when we see the trees bare, there is growth going on under our feet, that the tree's roots are growing more during that time when everything seems to be lifeless. They are growing more profound, more deeply than all during the summer. And that's exactly what happens when all of a sudden the senses are left behind and God chooses to give us himself. Now, most certainly, sometimes our dryness can actually be an effect of our own sinfulness. Most certainly, if we are not living a life consecrated to Christ or seeking to love him and honor him and serve him and fall more deeply in love with him each day, of course, that could be the reason for our not feeling anything or becoming aware maybe we don't experience the presence of God. So sin can do that. But if we are living our lives faithful to the call of Christ, if we are praying our prayers every single day, what we must do is recognize that it isn't the gift that we seek of those feelings of love. It is not the sensations that we look for. It is the giver of the gift. It is Christ himself. It is the presence of God living and working and moving within our soul that will give us so much more than we could ever hope for. And only when we see face to face our beloved Lord will we truly understand the miracles that he has worked within us, especially during those great moments of dryness. God bless you, my dear brothers and sisters, and may he watch over you always. God love you.